things that you used to play when you were a girl? Some of the things you played on? Did you have things that you, like in a playground that you have now, that you might play on when you were a child?
We had swings, tricycles, and bicycles. Mm-hmm. I loved riding a bicycle. Mm-hmm. And we had anything that a kid had that they could fool with.
Did they ever have something, maybe you lay a long plank over?
Oh, a seesaw. Yeah, we could use a horse. Now, you know those things that men put the
sawhorses?
Lumber across, or sawhorses. Well, we'd put a plank across one of those. Boy, and we'd adjust it, you know, ourselves. Let the heavy one have the short end. And we didn't know the law of the lever then, but we knew how to fix that thing so it would balance. One place we couldn't keep the other one up in the air all the time. Oh, yeah, we had plenty. See, Papa had work like that done around the house all the time. All the men who worked in the yard were pretty good carpenters. And there was always some carpenter work to be done around a place as big as ours was, and as many outhouses and things that were being repaired. All that, and we always had several horses. So we had never had any trouble getting a plank and a horse to do our seesawing. And sometimes we'd put a pillow on the end of the plank to make it a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Did you ever anchor a plank and anchor it down and go round and round on it?
No, we never did that. Never thought of that.
Did you ever make what you call a flying genie?
No, we never made anything like that. Seesaw is the best we did.
How did you usually make your swings? Did you just over a tree?
I don't ever remember our having a swing out in the backyard. Well, sure we did. Just put a rope over the limb, a couple of ropes over the limb, and then used a plank for the seat. Hole in the plank for the, you know, for the rope to come through, go up. Yeah, we had a swing out in the backyard.
My favorite piece of playground equipment was a swing.
Just a plain old rope swing. No chains and stuff like that. Easier to hold on to a rope than wash chains. Didn't hurt your fingers.
Pinch your
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about things around on you. Around. If you wanted to move, say, your father wanted to move a load of heavy bricks, he might put them in something and you can push in one wheel that you could push around like this. He put them in
a hard carrier? I don't know. We didn't have any little bricks. I don't think. No. We had bricks. They were always doing brick work because I used to like to do things like that.
And did you ever, y'all ever have things like wheelbarrows?
I couldn't do without a wheelbarrow. Mm-hmm. You had to have a wheelbarrow to get all that feed and stuff in your bins, sacks of feed. Yeah, we had wheelbarrows all the time.
We're talking about sharpening that razor. How did you usually sharpen knives? Or I'm saying that's something big like an axe. How would your father sharpen that?
We had a stone. It was a something that you turn.
A grindstone?
Grindstone. Mm-hmm. And sharpen it. Boy, you're taking me back.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, that was out in the barn.
Mm-hmm. Would you use the same thing for sharpening knives?
No, not the knives in the kitchen. We always had with your silver, a sharpener came. I think I've got one back in the kitchen. I think I saw it the other day when I was looking for something else. In this set, now that's a sterling silver handle on that thing. And you do your knife this way, you know.
Kind of like a home or something.
Yeah. Now that set had that thing and a fork and a knife with handles on them like this. I saw that the other day. I didn't know I had it here.
That's
I just ran across it the other day. Now that's a sterling silver handle on that thing.